Pentucket Athletic Director Dan Thornton is joining us here on MSONewsSports.com. Dan, welcome. Thanks for taking time to join us once again.
Excellent. Thanks for having me.
Once again, albeit a long time ago, but Dan, welcome. And Dan, tell our listeners generally what athletic directors are doing this week, as this is the first week of spring sports.
Yeah, here we go. I mean, it's been a great week to start. The weather is cooperating with us. There's not many years where we are outside, and we've had multiple sports teams. The softball team's actually outside. The track team's outside. The tennis teams have been outside. And today, baseball's going to be out there, and lacrosse has been out there. And so it's pretty exciting for us because, you know, as you can imagine, at this time of year, there could be 3 feet of snow on the ground, and we're really trying to find space in the gym for everybody. But and just, you know, as an athletic director, what we go through is we basically have the gym booked for all of the teams. And as you can imagine, too, it would start at 2:30 in the afternoon with the track team, for instance, and I think we were scheduled to end around 9 p.m. with boys lacrosse. So that's what indoors looks like. So getting outside is great.
Yeah, maybe there's some karma this year, too, Dan, because actual spring sports, the first day of practice Monday, which was also the first day of spring. I don't remember that happening either. Not that I keep track of that stuff, but it's a unique coincidence, so to speak.
It certainly was, yeah.
All right, Dan, of your spring sports teams, what one or two are you keeping an eye on? Not that you're not keeping an eye on all of them, but I know track, I mean, I know you've been tweeting a lot about winter track there. What's the look for the track team this spring?
Yeah, the track team is just, we've been very blessed and fortunate. We've had some tremendous athletes and coaches here in the track program. And like you said, the winter team was fantastic. And, you know, a lot of the same athletes will be heading over, you know, doing outdoor track for the spring. So certainly expect the same out of the track team. They'll be strong. And again, you never know with teams. We lost a few horses last year with our baseball team, but we have some good returning players coming as well. So if develop a few pitchers there, you never know what that'll look like. I'm expecting they'll be pretty good. Softball team's coming off their playoff run last year, which has been fantastic for us. So I think they're very young too. So I think they'll be a solid team. And the lacrosse teams were both excellent last year, and I expect the same out of them this year too. And the tennis program, I guess, was probably our weak link last spring. But again, they were quite young as well. And you know, we'll see what happens with tennis.
So with the new, excuse me, Dan, with the new high school there, when they go outside at Pentucket High School now, what fields and where are they going out to nowadays?
So we're extremely limited here. We have, we've just redone an outside area where we have we redid a track about 5 years ago. So the track and the tennis courts and there's a softball field over there. That's all relatively new. But other than that, the campus, athletic-wise, outside is still very much under construction. We're in the process of finishing up a new stadium, as well as a new baseball stadium. So there's two different stadiums that are being finished up right now. They'll be done probably by July, and they won't be online until we start in the fall. But that's going to be a tremendous difference. Like next year when we talk, there could be 3 feet of snow on the ground, but we'll probably still be outside because something that Pentucket's never had before is turf fields, and there'll be turf fields all over the place next year.
Yeah, it all takes time for sure. Well, since we're talking about facilities, I talked to John McNamara, several weeks ago now, and I guess the first time of the season, quite a while ago now. But he was saying that it took a while to get used to the new gym, albeit very nice and state of the art. It wasn't the old home court advantage that Pentucket and some other schools had with their old gym, so to speak, or the old feeling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's interesting because they just had their banquet a few days ago, and in his speech at the banquet, he mentioned how it was a learning curve and how it didn't really feel like home, and they weren't used to all the different things that they were it just felt too much at home in a small gym that we had. We've been there for so many years. I think 17 years. I think he's been coaching here, and he said he finally got to the end of the year where I think we played a Newburyport game. It was a big game, and we beat them, and the crowd was crazy. It was very, very loud, and then that kind of was a springboard for us into the playoffs where we had two home games as well, and the place was packed, and, I think he said, it's home now. Now it feels like home.
Plus, Pentucket spending all that money on a new school. You don't need John McNamara going out there saying the stuff he's saying. You know what I mean? I'm just kidding, But yeah. But that's
on that guy.
What's that?
Put a muzzle on that guy.
Exactly right. Yeah. But he gets it. But I mean, that's the reality, and I'm sure that's exactly how he felt. And I get it for sure. That old gym was a classic. You know what I'm saying? It was a classic for sure.
Yeah. No, and it's been a lot of changes. We went from the Sachems, and now we're the Panthers, and that feels like, even to me, that's starting to feel, like that's who we are now. That's our identity. It takes a while. Everything takes a while.
Yeah, change, but change is always happening. So just give me a quick recap, if you could, on winter sports teams there, and what were some of the highlights at Pentucket?
Well, as you mentioned, the track teams were fantastic, and, we had quite a few student-athletes who competed right up into nationals. And, the girls in particular, they were extremely strong, and I think they're – the 4x200 came in third place in New England's, and the boys hockey team made the playoffs this year for the first time in quite a while, so that was great. The girls, the HPNA, we have a co-op with Haverhill and North Andover, and they were the number 4 ranked team in Division 1, so that was really fun to watch them this winter. Again, the girls basketball team was extremely strong. Abby Doobie, I believe, was just named Boston Herald All-Scholastic, so that's exciting. Who else did we? Oh, the swim team was fantastic this year. We're in a co-op with Triton, and one of our swimmers, student athletes, Henry Bryan, was named the MIAA Student of the Month, which was really exciting. But also, he ended up earning the Cal Swimmer of the Year for 3 straight years, which is really amazing.
That is amazing, absolutely. And I assume he's a senior now, right?
He's a senior now, yeah, but he'll be leaving as 3-time, swimmer of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. Dan, what about in the Cape Ann League? Any league news to share with us at all? Any updates at the AD's meetings and so on, or any structural movement at all with the Cape Ann League? As far as, issues that you're dealing with?
I don't know how many people or how widespread it is, but Essex Tech will be joining the Cape Ann League starting next fall. So that's new.
Yeah, no, exactly right. Now will they join in all sports, right? Everything, and how does that then impact the league and the divisions and so on within the Cape Ann League?
Yeah, that's correct. They'll be in all sports. So full time member of the Cal, and they're going into the Kinney division, which back in the day I think there was the large division and the small division, and now we have the Kinney and the Baker. So the Kinney would be the large school division.
All right.
So they'll be competing with us in all sports. So that's exciting.
Absolutely, yeah. That sounds great. Yeah, it's nice to bring Essex Tech kind of into one of the, regional leagues or geographical leagues as well. So that's fantastic, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Dan, anything else to share with us? There's something I didn't ask you about at Pentucket or about Pentucket Athletics?
No, all things are going well. And, like I said, really excited that the spring is here. I'm looking outside at some snow, but I'm also looking at sunshine. So we got it all.
Well, you're starting with more snow than we do down here, but we got sunshine and looking at 50s and so on. So you're right; it's a good start. Dan, I just hope you haven't jinxed everything with next week's weather. With your nice comments about the weather and the dry fields and so on. But whatever,
No, there's no jinx.
Okay, you got it, Dan Thornton. Thanks so much for joining us, and always good talking with you. And good luck to Pentucket Athletics here in the spring.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Dan Thornton, Athletic Director, Pentucket High School, here on MSO, newsports.com.